And it's our pleasure to have the company of Fox Rules analyst Mike Pereira, the former supervisor of officials in the NFL. He's joining us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline from his hotel in Los Angeles. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. Good to be on with you.
It's great to have you, and I mean that in the most sincerest of ways, because while I'm sure you're being, you know, a lot of people are reaching out to you, you're talking to a couple of guys this morning who, when the calendar says December, we're not only talking about playoff runs and wild card teams, we're talking about the Zebras that have earned a right to work the postseason. We love what you did and what you do on Fox. So thanks again for your time. Stacy Dale's comments the other night, sort of echoing what Mike Florio told us on our show, that the fans don't care. They just want to see guys who look the part. Your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts is I really don't care what the fans think. I care more what the coaches think and the players think. And, you know, the fan is looking at, you know, individual calls that are being made and not really focusing on the fact that the best officials that are available are not out on the field. They expect to have the best players on the field, and I think they expect to have the best coaches available on the sidelines. And I think when you invest all your emotion into the game and your money when you go see it, you know, you should be able to see the best people that are on the field and be insured that the integrity of the game is not compromised. And I think it's really sad, and I think the NFL Network says what it has to say because it's the NFL Network, and I think Ken Whisenhunt has to say what he says because the league, I'm sure, has directed the teams to say positive things like that. But I've been through it in 2001. We went through the very same thing and had to hire replacement officials. At that time, we had the luxury of hiring active Division I college officials, which they do not have now. And so this group, actually, in terms of quality of officiating and experience, is not as good as we had in 2001, yet we struggled mightily in 2001. So the thing is, you're not seeing football. You're not going to see football officiated by the best available officials. And you don't have to like the NFL guys. Hey, you know, I always say about, you know, they say about different groups of people, you either love them or you hate them. Well, nobody loves officials. You either tolerate them or hate them, but you want to think that you have the best possible people on the field working at this level.
What'd you think of the job that Craig Ochoa and his crew did on Sunday night in that Hall of Fame game?
Well, you know, I didn't watch it that closely, but they obviously had some situations that were difficult for them. You know, a couple of enforcements that they did get wrong. You know, a situation at the end of the game, which is no big deal. It's no big deal in the first game of the preseason, but they had an injury inside of 2 minutes to a defensive player that should have converted to a charge timeout with the clock starting at the snap. They didn't charge the timeout. They started the clock at the ready. In a real game, might have cost Arizona one more opportunity to win the game. Listen, I feel bad for these replacement people because they're so overmatched. I mean, it not only just the speed of the game, but the interpretation of the rules. It takes so long to learn the rules of the NFL, timing rules, enforcement rules. It's a totally different game in which you don't even let an official work a Super Bowl until he's been in the league for 5 years. That's really how long it takes, you know, to get to your best in the NFL. Well, you have 119, 120 guys who will be out there now and girls that will be out there that have 0 years of experience, and it won't work. I mean, it'll work for a while, I guess, and it'll settle at some point in time, but there's no question to me that the integrity of the game is going to be compromised.
Mike, in your column on FoxSports.com dated the 24th of July, you mentioned three Pac-12 officials who were dismissed last year for poor performance. To your knowledge, has the NFL completely been forthright with some of the experience levels of these replacements?
No. I mean, they've tried to say that the Craig Ochoa that worked the game was, you know, they've indicated that he was a BCS official, that he worked in the Big Ten. He didn't work in the Big Ten. You know, he's not been a major college official. And, you know, I don't think the NFL is going to say that he actually got released midway through last lingerie football league season as a referee. So, you know, I don't think the league is going to put that out. Hey, listen, the league wants as little out as possible. I mean, they don't want people talking about it. They don't want me out talking about it. But I'm no longer, I don't work for the NFL. I don't manage the officials either. I don't have a horse in this race. All I want is to get this thing settled so that I can sit back and watch a game either from my studio in L.A. or on TV. I just want to be able to watch the game and know that a game that is so difficult to officiate is at least going to have the most experienced and best officials available. That's all I really want. And, you know, it's a negotiation that the officials need to come down on what they're asking for. They need to ask for a little bit less, and the league needs to put in more. There's no sense of urgency here on the league's part, it doesn't seem to me, because they frankly don't care. It's not like the player strike where there wouldn't be a game. You know, they're not that motivated to move because, hey, they're still going to be a game because there's players and it's still going to be officiated. But if I'm the person watching the game and at least know something about officiating, you know that it's not a good thing.
So what's your best prediction for how long this thing will go?
Well, I think both sides are pretty entrenched. The only thing that I do like is that they have begun to talk. I mean, they talked a little bit in early June, and then they didn't talk again until the latter part of July. But now they are talking. But they're all about issues that seem to don't really address the main ones, which is compensation and pension. And so I, at least in my mind, I think it goes into the regular season. I think it goes into a couple games of the regular season and then maybe a settlement. I really hope I'm wrong. The only good side for me, I guess the flip side is if you keep the replacements on the field, I'll get more airtime on Fox because there'll be a lot more plays for me to talk about.
You can follow him on Twitter at Mike Pereira from Fox Sports, joining McNeil and Finfer in for Matt Spiegel today. You know, Gene Steratore, one of the best in the business, earns about $5,600 a season.
Number 114, I want to point out.
Yeah, number 114. Thank you. We got all those jersey numbers down.
And really kind of a good-looking Italian guy, too.
Yes.
He's a handsome man.
All he wants is a $400 a game raise in a $9 billion industry with player safety being such a concern right now. It is appalling that Goodell is taking such a smug approach to this.
Well, I think that's the thing you get lost when you say that the officials are asking for an 8% increase or the offering a 2% increase. You know, just look at game fees, and he's a middle of the road guy, but he makes $5,606, like we said, a game. Protecting guys that make $750,000 in some cases, or in multi-million dollars in other cases. So, you know, he wants basically a raise up towards $6,000, and I think that, you know, it seems to be a pretty acceptable notion that $100,000 per team settles this whole thing, and everybody gets back on the field, and the game is entrusted in the hands of the guys with the experience. So it's really not that much money. It's not like it was in 2001 where, you know, the officials were asking for an enormous raise, upwards of 300% at one time, trying to get on a level of Major League Baseball and NBA officials. You know, this one's a lot closer, and this one, that's why I say everybody needs to sit down, and it ought to be able to get settled. And I hope, you know, I just don't know. As the league, you know, got through the whole player issue with the lockout there, they just seem to be kind of, you know, in this push to try to make a stance to either increase their bottom line or whatever. But to me, the risk associated with the integrity of the game and in the area of player safety, the risk is too great for the amount of money that is being talked about. But I guess that's negotiations. That's part of life, I guess.
And we know the NFL's plan is to let this go as long as possible and hope that the refs just fold. But you've been through this before. You know these guys. Can they afford to dig their heels in and try to get the best deal out of the NFL?
Well, I mean, I think they can, and they are really pretty unified at this point. You're exactly right. The NFL is wants it to go as long as it can, and they want the, you know, they want the wives of the officials to start missing the paycheck. But they, you know, but they are, I mean, they are part-time guys, and I think that they are rightly part-time guys. So most of them have other jobs, you know, and I just, you know, at some point, really, it gets beyond the money and becomes an issue of respect. Not with the fans that's watching the game, but with the league. And do they value, you know, do they value what the officials bring to the game? And I think the sad part about this negotiation where it is right now is there's a ton of anger. I mean, there's anger from the officials toward the league and the officiating department, and there seems to be the same type of anger coming from the league toward the officials. And that doesn't go away. I mean, that when you have a labor situation like this and a lockout, the ill feelings are going to last for a number of years. I mean, that was the case after 2001, and it was not nearly as hostile as it seems now. So, you know, again, I think that the officials will stay pretty firm until they get some movement from the league. You know, historically, you look back at 2001, it settled after the first week of the regular season because that was really because 9/11 hit in week two, and then everybody kind of came to their senses and said, you know, hey, officials said, what are we doing giving up the one thing that we most love to do, you know, for a simply an amount of money? And then I think the league realized, too, we need to get our best guys back. But, you know, certainly we hope we never have anything like that happen again. But, you know, I hope that everybody does at some point come to their senses, both sides, and say, let's get this thing done.
Mike, I wish we had more time. I'm going to give you this as a wrap-up. My Mount Rushmore of NFL officials working the game today. Terry McCauley, number 77.
Mm-hmm. He's good.
Carenti. Sterator, Ed Hockley, big game situation. Who's the guy you want under the hood and why?
Well, I think it's probably the original, or I shouldn't say the original, but the previous 77 that you mentioned. Terry McCauley is now 77. He took my number when I left the field, so I think I'd like myself under that
hood. How do they not retire that number for you, Mike? That's.
Are you kidding me? They'd put that on eBay and they'd get a nickel for it.
Mike, thanks a bunch. Very enjoyable and informative. Thank you.
You got it, guys.
Take care. That's Mike Pereira from Fox Sports.